From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. This month's Versed in Florida is with Sarah Comito. She graduated with an English degree from the University of Massachusetts Lowell and has been living in Fort Myers for the past 13 years. Comito works as communications editor for a local PR and marketing agency. Her poetry has appeared in dozens of print and electronic journals and anthologies. Undeterred by the small size of their square city lot, she and her stonemason husband are urban farmers and beekeepers, which she tells me is a muse for her poetry.
Together, we farm our little postage stamp of a property in Fort Myers proper, kind of pushing things a little bit as far as what you could do on a residential lot. We have a vegetable garden right out on our sidewalk, which is a little bit different from, you know, the norm. We don't have a lawn. We have vegetables and fruits and flowers and, yeah, we have bees. People stop along their walks and ask us questions, and sometimes we'll give them things from the garden, and it's a really neat way to interface with our neighbors in a way we probably wouldn't otherwise.
Does any of this provide you as a muse for writing?
Absolutely.
In what way?
When you're working with flowers and bees and vegetables, everything is in a state of change. Every morning you can wake up, go out to the garden and sit there with your cup of coffee and just observe and see things that you didn't see yesterday. Things are happening. Native bees are there working the tomatoes. Wasps are making, you know, the good wasps, the ones that eat the bad vegetable bugs, are there making their homes in our garden stakes, which we make out of natural bamboo. There's just always something to look at. Butterflies, we watch their cycle of life, and that's a rich source of inspiration.
We talked about your couple of different ways that you process your writing for poetry, and we're going to talk about the second way today. What is that?
Well, just to reference briefly, the first process is to always be looking for a spark in everyday experience and then trying to help a reader be transported into that experience in a direct way, that is his or her own way. And the second part of the process or type of process is to just throw away the first process and just have
start
fun.
All over.
Just try something different and try to be spontaneous and have fun, because if you're not playing with poetry, then I don't really see what the point is.
Well, let's hear listing and see if we can find out this new way.
Listing. Goals for tonight. Fly from rocky cliffs. Swim with otters. Simplify the tax code. Engage in a trite one-uppance with a drunk Cummings. Sleep it off and dream. To do, plumb the more modern lines. Do something zen. Use zen as an adverb. Catch my neighbor's eye as he does laundry. Hang mine and surrender. Hear it flap in the breeze. It's so nice to be under something else's power and let it be like sailing, which I've never done, and dream. Does it rock so or so? Sew a blanket with sleeves. Make $1 million. Shear a sheep. Shear anything, and sell the wool for a trout. Make breakfast. Done.
Wild and different.
And it was an episode of Play that ended up on the page.
Absolutely, and it's very fun.
Thanks.
Thank you. You say it's our Morning Edition host John Davis's favorite poem.
He's told me that he printed it out, and it's in his office somewhere, which is extremely flattering and lovely.
Thank you so much for reading it for us.
Thank you.
Poet Sarah Comito is a communications editor for a PR firm in Fort Myers.